You're listening to Sideshow Network.
Hello, this is Alonzo Bowden, and I want to welcome you to episode 153 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? I do want to apologize if there's weird or extra background noise. I'm having computer problems, so I have to record it with a different computer in a different place. So there might be a little noise. I'm sorry about that. Or maybe the noise is just me. Maybe the noise is just me yapping. I really don't know what to tell you. I'm going to get right into it. I don't think there are a lot of stories that grabbed my interest this week. Football season started. The NFL season has officially begun. And the Colin Kaepernick and other players protest during the national anthem is obviously still an issue. My problem with this is Colin Kaepernick and the other players who are holding up a fist or taking a knee have become a bigger story than what they're protesting. Look, they are protesting bad cops. They are protesting racism in America. They are protesting a double standard. All of these things exist. You know, this is the thing about people who deny their right to protest. Or whatever. It's not as if this doesn't exist. There are some people, there's a term called woke, okay? I don't know if you ever heard of people who are woke. People who are woke, it means you know what's going on. It means you're paying attention. It means you're aware. And there are some white people who are saying, look, black people have a right to make this protest. This is real. They're not making this up. There have been numerous cases, public video proof over the past few years of police brutality, of police murder, and getting away with it. And that's what these protests are about. So they're saying that, you know, they have the right to protest, which they do. The issue isn't Colin Kaepernick. The issue isn't Colin Kaepernick hates America. The issue isn't Colin Kaepernick hates veterans or any of that nonsense. No, the issue is quite simply racism and police brutality. Not the protester, but the issue. And now, of course, we have people weighing in, and that's cool. Listen, they want to start a conversation. Let's have this conversation, but let's have an intelligent conversation, okay? Comedically, and I love this moment, I watched the Monday Night Football game where the 49ers beat the Rams like stepchildren. Really, you could have eased up on them. But anyway, the funny thing to me, when Colin Kaepernick, and I don't have the other player's name in front of me, I'm not going to guess, but when they took a knee during the national anthem, there were photographers taking pictures of them who were also taking a knee. So are these photographers un-American? That's my question. They not only were they taking a knee, they were working. They were working during the national anthem. That's got to be some kind of un-American, right? Some bitch, working, you supposed to stand still, put your hand over your heart, God bless America. Some bitch, you can't be working on your knee during the national anthem. That got to be un-American, right? I think. Trent Dilfer, a true Mensa working over at ESPN, my God, ESPN. It's almost at the point we need to put this network out of its misery. But anyway, Trent Dilfer says that Kaepernick's only a backup quarterback, so he shouldn't be protesting. He shouldn't be allowed to protest. Yeah, Trent, that's what made America great. That is how we judge your rights in America. If you are a backup, you have no rights. Yeah, makes sense to me. This, I mean, when you want to go to the other extreme and whew, if it weren't so sad, it would be comical. In West Virginia, a cop was terminated, not for shooting a black man. He was fired for not shooting a black man. Again, I'm sorry to laugh. I shouldn't laugh because this is horrible. But anyway, in Weirton, West Virginia, Stephen Matter, he's a police officer, was called to a domestic incident, okay? So Matter gets there. He's confronting an armed man. Now, Mattis says the training he had undergone as a Marine who served in Afghanistan, that American, as I remember, you Marines, you're Afghanistan, you're some bit American. So ain't no question, Steve Mattis, true American. He said that the training he had undergone taught him to look at the whole person and decide if it was a terrorist. Now, he said, this is what he said. I saw that he had a gun, but it was not pointed at me. And the man, Ronald Williams, was saying, shoot me, okay? So Mattis said he began to use his calm voice. He said, put down the gun. And he's like, just shoot me. And Mattis said, I'm not going to shoot you. Why? Because Mattis knew, this is what he said, I knew it was a suicide by cop situation. For those who've never heard of suicide by cop, there are people who want the cops to shoot them. Now, if you're white, suicide by cop means you pointed a loaded weapon at a cop. If you're black or brown, suicide by cop means you were there. You might have had a parking ticket, might have been selling loose cigarettes. You happened to be there, and they killed you. Shit happens. So anyway, so he's trying to talk this guy down and de-escalate it. Now, two other cops arrived on the scene. They saw him waving the gun. They opened fire and killed Mr. Williams. They killed R.J. Williams, the guy with the gun. Now that's what they do. That's what they do. And that is, it's okay. If cops show up and a man's holding a loaded gun and I hope they yelled where police put the gun down or whatever, or sometimes they just shoot. But anyway, the chief and city manager, Travis Blosser, called in Mr. Mater. They said, we're putting you on administrative leave and we're going to do an investigation. And later they fired him. And they said, because you put two other officers in danger. And he said, I didn't shoot the guy because the guy said, just shoot me. In other words, this man, trained by the Marines, trained by the police, tried to de-escalate a situation, tried to do what we would hope would happen, and how they treat white people. Remember in Ohio, white man pointed a gun at the police and they didn't shoot him. But anyway, this man was fired, claiming he put the other two in danger. So literally, he was fired for not killing a black man. I don't know. I can't. How do you get your head around that? There's still people who say that there's no race problem in America. And that's it. I could go on and on about this, but I don't know what to say at this point. And of course, they'll bring up the argument. Well, what about black-on-black crime in Chicago? Yes, that is exactly the argument about to bring up regarding a shooting in West Virginia. The two have nothing to do with each other. Okay, can we stop that? Can we stop equating that A to B? Because it's not. It's two different things. If you want to talk about black-on-black crime, you might as well talk about white-on-white crime, because every criminal analysis says that people tend to commit crime, especially violent murder, etc., to the people closest to them. You don't commute. Get on the bus, go kill somebody. No, it happens closest to you. So it happens to people of your same race and ethnic background, because usually that's who's in your neighborhood or that's who's in your family. Is it horrible? Absolutely. Inexcusable? Yes. Can we do something about it? I would hope. But let's not compare it to police, who are supposed to be trained to de-escalate a situation. Although now, I guess if you get fired for de-escalating a situation, you have to escalate a situation. I don't know. Again, not all cops are bad, but there are bad cops. So that's it. I'm going to let that one go. I'm going to move on. Because here's another one that is funny. And I'm telling you it's funny because, once again, we're pretending that something we know is real isn't real. Now, as you know, Hillary Clinton, Hillary Clinton passed out apparently from pneumonia and overwork and stress on Sunday. So obviously she's not qualified to be president. And once again, it proves why women should just sit at home and raise babies, right? I guess. I don't know. Utterly ridiculous. When Bush won, threw up all over a foreign delegation and passed out, we didn't take the job from him. Hell, Bush 2 arguably was in a blackout 7 years out of his 8 years as president. But anyway, so getting past that and all that, we hate Hillary. Hillary's unfit, blah, blah, blah. Getting past all that nonsense. Hillary said something this past week, and the Republicans, and they're very sensitive. They're very easily hurt. They don't want that. Now, you are a quitter, and you're weak, and we American, we're strong. We made America great, and we're going to make America great again, some bitch, NASCAR, right? These are strong. These are men, you understand? And these are men. These are not women, and they don't want any foreigners, and they don't want any gays. Or these are men. But sensitive men. Because when Hillary Clinton said that half of Donald Trump's supporters could be put in a basket of deplorables, and this is the quote, okay? This is Hillary Clinton, and I quote, you know, just to be grossly generalistic, you could put half of Trump's supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables, right? The racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic, you name it. And unfortunately, there are people like that, and he have listed them up. He has given a voice to their websites that used to have only 11,000 people, now 11 million. He tweets and retweets their offensive, hateful, mean-spirited rhetoric. Now, some of these folks are irredeemable, but thankfully, they are not America. End of quote. So they lost. How dare you? How dare you say half of Trump's supporters? This is what they were saying. How dare you say half of some of their supporters are the basket of deplorables. That's millions of Americans you're disparaging, blah, blah, blah. Yes. You know something? Yes. Yes, we can disparage out of 300 million Americans. Yeah, we can disparage a couple of million as just what she said. Racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic. And, you know, here's the thing. Nobody says it's not true. You know, this is the beauty of it. And like, you shouldn't say that. But no one can say it's not true. No one can say that Trump isn't supported by the alt-right, by the Ku Klux Klan, by a bunch of people who think that we should build a wall against Mexico, by a bunch of people who think that Muslims shouldn't be in America, by a bunch of people that think Barack Obama isn't an American, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So they're all upset. How dare you call us? This is like Mitt Romney saying 47% of Americans aren't going to vote for him because they're wanting a government handout. No, it's not. No, it's not, because Mitt Romney dismissed poor people. Mitt Romney dismissed poor people who need government assistance. Mitt Romney didn't dismiss. Since when are the racist, sexist, and homophobic, xenophobic, their victims? That, you know something? I hate black people. I'm against women's rights. I hate queers, and I hate foreigners. You know what else I am? A victim. I'm very sensitive. How does that work? What if somebody said, yeah, they are deplorable? How great would that be? This again, and the right wing is so good at this. The right wing is so good at taking something that they start and turning it around and make them victims. It's the same with the whole Barack Obama is racist theory, because whenever Barack Obama comes up, race comes up. Now, whoa, whoa, whoa. Why are you making it about race? See, you're the racist. I'm not a racist. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Whenever someone says I'm not racist, they are. Never been wrong on that one. Never been wrong on that one. No one's ever said I'm not racist and actually not been racist. Nope. I'm not racist. Yeah, you are. So this, you know, she's right. She's right. Mike Pence, the vice president candidate for Trump, wouldn't even call David Duke deplorable. We know David Duke supports Donald Trump. Of course, David Duke said that when he was in the nonviolent Ku Klux Klan, you know, so that one's different. Now, getting to this alt-right movement, they had one of their little parties. Richard Spencer, who is one of the leaders of the alt-right movement, which, you know, is also connected to Breitbart, which their Breitbart's leader is now Trump's campaign manager. But again, nothing deplorable about that. So Richard Wright says, it's not that we're racist. It's not that we don't like other people. His group just believes that white people are better. They think white people are genetically predisposed to be more moral and intelligent than black people. And they do not want to share their envisioned utopian ethno state, white people only state, with folks of the Jewish persuasion. Now, there's some disagreement, and I'm reading this from the article about them. There's some disagreement in the alt-right or what they refer to as the Jewish question, but the big takeaway is that Jews are suspicious. Wow. Jared Taylor, who founded the White Supremacist American Renaissance site, explained the alt-right as predicated entirely on the belief that some races are inherently superior to others. There are genetic differences in race that make some races more ethical and intelligent than others. That's what the alt-right is all about. First of all, if you could just separate this group of white people who hold these beliefs, I'm all for giving them their own country, just not here in the United States. Put them on an island somewhere, and they can have that. But these are the people that Hillary Clinton's talking about. These are the people who live in the basket of deplorables, and yet somehow she's wrong for saying it. I wish she could stand up behind that statement. I know how politics work. I know she's not allowed to stand behind that statement. But how great, how great would it be if she stood behind that statement and said, yeah, these people are a basket of deplorables. I like it. It's almost like, what color is your basket? Sorry, my basket's deplorable. I would go for it. Anyway, that's really all I got this week. I am blown away by this. In sports, good news, I hear Tiger Woods is going to come back and play next month. Hope Tiger can play. You know who else hopes Tiger can play? The entire PGA, because no one's watching golf. When's the last time you watched golf? Stop lying. You don't watch golf. No one watches golf if Tiger ain't playing. So I wish him luck. The NFL is back, and it looks like a good football season. Lots of parity going on. We're a little closer to the start of the NBA season, so I'll be talking about my Clippers again soon. That's really all I got. I love you guys, and thank you so much for listening. This is Alonzo Bowden. I'm going to be at the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, New Jersey, Friday and Saturday, September 16th and 17th with Vinnie Brand, who I love. Vinnie is one of the true characters in comedy, so it'll be good to see him again. And it'll be good to see you. If you're in New Jersey, stop on through. Hey, maybe Christy will stop by. He ain't doing anything else. I love you guys. Thanks for listening. This is Alonzo. I'm out.
Hey guys, it's Adam Ray.
And Josh Wolf, and we have a new podcast on the Sideshow Network called Good Call. It's a sports show for the casual fan. We aren't talking stats, no spreadsheets, or in-depth analysis, nothing like that.
Yeah, it's just fan opinions that will make you laugh and think. So if you want to listen to it, download, rate, and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, or check us out on the sideshownetwork.tv/goodcall, or anywhere you get your podcasts.
I'm not sure how much thinking is being done.
What?
Yeah.